Psalm 16 and verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has, past tense, given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Parts of that verse caught my attention. And that phrase, night seasons, really got me. And I was wondering if it's like menopause, but only at night, you know. But then I thought, that's probably not really quite what that means. But I will bless the Lord, to praise him and to thank him. So important to have thankful hearts in the Lord, because it's hard to find a page in your Bible that giving of thanks or thanksgiving is not mentioned someplace. It just flows throughout. And when God has done for us what we testify that he has, and each of us has a testimony of our salvation, how could we not be thankful? Oh my. And Brad and Al fell over the bank and thumpity thump. And God pulled you up out of that mess and gave you that new beautiful life that you have. And many of us had really dramatic salvation experiences, but it's not always the same for everybody. We all get saved by the same Savior, but our circumstances in our lives are quite different. But just to be so thankful. And he says, who has given me counsel? When I think of giving me counsel, I think of, because it says who has given, in a time of need when you really maybe didn't know what to do in a given situation, to take a certain job, to not take a certain job, to move, major decisions in your life. It's really helpful that the counselor lives on the inside of us. You know, when David wrote this, the Holy Spirit didn't indwell him, but the Holy Spirit spoke to him and led him from the outside. Whereas now, the new covenant, he speaks to us and leads from the inside. So we shouldn't be going around looking outwardly. We need to be realizing that he's on the inside of each one of us as believers. But his counsel, something that he's made available to us. And I have advice, if you will, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. And sometimes when you don't necessarily hear a direct solid word that you can say, this is the Lord speaking to me to do this or to do that, there are times when that happens. And what do? Well, part three here, because I break it into sections. The reins. This is an interesting word, and I always wanted to know what it meant, so I finally bought Noah Webster's 1828 Bible Dictionary. And that word is interesting. It means the inward part, the heart, the seat of affections and passions. That word reins. And this says, my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. And I kept mulling that verse over a lot this week. What are night seasons? I looked at when I'm sleeping, when you're sleeping. He keeps everything working in your body somehow, so you don't have to lay awake and wonder, is my heart going to take another beat? Am I going to wake up with two left feet in the morning? Or whatever. All of the functions of spirit, soul, and body continue to work all perfectly when we're sleeping. But I looked a little deeper. Another definition of night seasons. Have you ever been in a place in your life as a believer when it seemed like you didn't hear the Lord's voice from time to time, and you weren't really sure what he wanted you to do? And you are looking specifically to hear a word about a specific subject? Yeah, a few of you have. And so, in a sense, that's like a night season. When you're not hearing, doesn't mean he's not speaking, but sometimes I'm just not sure. And so this is really helpful if you're meeting with people, you have appointments, schedules, could be a job interview, it could be just meeting somebody for a visit that you know needs prayer. And so you tend to want to really hear from the Lord before you know you're going to meet with that person so that you can be of help and have something to share with them. But in the night seasons, I've also realized that we have something else that God has given us. We have wisdom. We have revelation knowledge. We have understanding. Things that we never knew before we were saved. And sometimes we just have to depend on the indwelling Holy Spirit to lead us. We may not hear a word specifically from the throne room, but that I heard somebody call it an unction to function, that phrase, and it stuck with me over the years, where the Holy Spirit just nudges you to say certain things or to do certain things or to go certain places, where not to go, and when to just zip it because you're about to get in trouble. He always leads us and guides us into all the truth. But there, when you look at the whole package, if you will, the whole you, including the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, we're complete in him. There's nothing missing. There's nothing lacking. And so this is a short opening scripture, but it's important because we had last week about hearken and hearkening, hearing. God's intent is that it motivates us to make an attitude adjustment, maybe a course change in our lives. Don't get locked into patterns that aren't healthy. But it's so important to hear him and be aware of his leading. And sometimes you may not hear it, but there'll just be a nudging. Maybe not even a sound of a voice. That sometimes you just know when you know that it's the right time to do something. It's the right time to be somewhere. I knew Bobby Jean was going to give us a testimony. I prophesied that when he came in. She came in and she was sleeping, getting ready. Her night season is finished. Now she's going to talk to us. Amen. Oh, I just love it. Been a long time since we've heard babies in this congregation. It's wonderful to have one every once in a while. Well, I try to make sure that there's adequate time for you as well with testimonies. And you know, we're very spontaneous at Bible studies. And even here, this always adds so much because we learn from each other. We're all called to encourage one another. And I find it very helpful in our Sunday morning gatherings. There's a lot of that that goes on here. And isn't it exciting to be free? This is precious. Yes, Alta.
I was hearing one of my favorite verses that goes along with parent encouragement as you were talking about the night season. Micah 7:8, though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. And we've all experienced that. I'm sitting in darkness, but it says he will be a light unto us.
Amen. That's a good word too. You see, sometimes it takes just the spark of a scripture so that the Spirit starts working in you and you bring these things to remembrance, because it's not a long scripture. It's just kind of sandwiched in there. But when you really expound on it and you look in your lives and you can see how true it really is. And think of David's, I wouldn't want to say a disadvantage, But the difference of the Spirit being from the outside compared to being on the inside now in the new covenant, and yet it's the same Holy Spirit who leads us every day, who speaks to us every day. Sometimes maybe our hearing just needs to be fine-tuned a little bit from time to time. So that's it. It's a short one today. You got more time for Huggy Break. Did I forget anything today? No, I don't think so.